Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your February 23, 2009 Commissioner's Court meeting. We will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand?
Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you to acknowledge your majesty, to thank you for loving us and for knowing our name. Lord, we ask that you lead us and guide us so that the things we think and say and do be pleasing in your sight for the betterment of our community. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Under purchasing, item A, award RFP for cafe services for Jefferson County to Maggie's Homestyle Cafe. Item B, execute, receive, and file contract with Maggie's Homestyle Cafe for RFP, and that's for the cafe services for the county. Item C, discuss and possibly approve purchasing agent to enter into a contract negotiation for a design and build for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport Hangar Number 7. Item D, consider and possibly approve transfer of a 1998 Ford pickup truck from adult probation to the Sheriff's Department. Item E, execute, receive, and file renewals of IFB term contract for herbicides and other necessary chemicals for Jefferson County mosquito control with B&G Chemical for a period of from February 27th, 09 to February 28th, 2010. Item F, execute and receive and file a renewal IFB on these term contracts for these chemicals for the mosquito control district for the period from February 27, 2009 till February 28, 2010. The price on item 10 is from $21.92 a gallon to $26.75 a gallon. This is a price increase on that particular chemical. Item G, execute, receive, and file renewal IFB for a term contract for those chemicals for the mosquito control with control district with Chenovia for a period of February 27th, 09 till February 28th. As price increased, the price increases to $25.50 a gallon. Item H, execute, receive, and file renewal of that term contract. Item I, execute, receive, and file renewal of the term contract for those chemicals for mosquito control with Townsend Chemical Division for a period from February 27th, 08 to February 28th, 10. And then item J, to execute, receive, and file a renewal of that contract. Item K, execute, receive, and file renewal for term contract for those chemicals for the mosquito control with Alenzia, A-L-E-N-Z-A, for a period of February 27th, 09 to February 28th, 2010. Item L, rescind Red River Specialties term contract for these chemicals. For items number one, herbicide, and items number five, Nalco 2. Item M, re-award IFB contract for these chemicals to UAP Timberland, now DPA Crop Product Services. Item N, rescind UAP Timberland, now DBA Crop Product Services, term of the herbicides or the chemicals for Jefferson County for items four. It's a rodeo herbicide. And don't ever put any more of those on there, Deb.
You got another page.
I'm going.
We're removing O through W.
O3W is out. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Item X. Consider and possibly approve professional contract with SIXEL Consulting Group for airline service development services for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport fees and expenses not to exceed $5,000. Item Y. Consider and possibly approve task order number 2 with Arsenault and Gates, Inc. Step 2 of the Southeast Texas Regional Airport Drainage System Rehabilitation Project in the amount not to exceed $62,000. Item Z, like in zebra, execute, receive, and file task order number 2 with Arsenault and Gates for that $62,000 amount. Item AA under commissioners, purchasing. Consider and possibly approve the application for the Texas Facility Commission Federal Surplus Property Program to receive federal surplus property. Is there a motion on all these items?
Judge, I think I missed one. Would you mind repeating them?
Please don't do that.
I'm going to do that.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion to second. Discussion.
Let me ask a question on AA. Is that, and I read that, I think it stated a specific group. Is this for all volunteer fire departments or the county?
This is just for the county, right?
Just for the county?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Anything further?
Yes, sir. Just for clarification on item C, do we need to name? I know we went through a selection process to come up with the top contenders. Do we need a name, a company to start negotiating with?
No, sir. What we do, we go with the highest ranking, and since they're not coming to us, we typically will move on. So it's not necessary to name because that's
okay.
Negotiation.
All right, sir.
We have already names of companies that's already.
Yes, sir.
And that tentative date is, if assuming this is approved, is March the 9th for the opening.
Good, great.
Yes. What's the first meal? Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it as unanimous. County commissioners, item A, consider authorizing the county judge to enter a burn ban order or to rescind an existing burn ban order in light of existing conditions. Item B, we will remove item B from the...
No, it's still on. I'm sorry, Judge. It's still on.
Oh, okay. Item B, receive and file a supplement lease agreement between Jefferson County and the United States, extending the lease of the remote encoding center through March 31st, 2009. Item C has been tabled. Item D, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Mr. William F. Miranda to the Drainage District Number 6 Board of Directors. Item E, consider and possibly approve reappointing Reverend Samuel Leday and Judge James McNicholas to the position of board members of the Drainage District Number 6 Board. Item F, approve, receive, and file official bond for Deborah L. Clark. Purchasing agent. Item G, receive and file official oath for Deborah L. Clark, purchasing agent. Item H, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a pipeline easement agreement with Denbury Green Pipeline, Texas LLC, for the purpose of constructing a pipeline upon the property in Jefferson County. Item I, consider and possibly approve a proclamation declaring the week of February 22nd through 28, 2009 as Severe Weather Awareness Week. And by way of addendum, item J, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Mr. Josh W. Allen, Sr. and Mr. Sam O. Smith to the Drainage District Number 6 Board of Directors. And item K, consider authorizing the county judge to send a letter in support of the application of the LaBelle Finette Volunteer Fire Department to the Texas Facilities Commission to receive surplus property from the Federal Surplus Property Fund. Is there a motion on these items?
One more.
Where is it?
IL, it's on the yellow sheet.
Okay, thanks. Thanks. Say, item L, consider authorizing the county judge to execute an amendment to the Office of Rural Community Affairs Grant contract number DRS-0704, which will increase the number of bridges replaced under disaster recovery granting funding to a total of 10.
Judge, I'll make a motion that we take no action on item A and approve item B through J.
Second.
Okay.
I'll go with that, Judge. The only thing I would want to do is on this letter going to the feds to support one volunteer fire department, I would like to see if we can open that up because I know there is other volunteer fire departments in the county that may want to do the same thing. Is there any procedure that they need to go through now?
Commissioners, Judge. Yes, this is done at a request of the LaBelle Finette Volunteer Fire Department because of a specific piece of equipment that they needed to utilize that was available over in Houston for them to pick up. There's no reason why we can't do the same thing with the other VFDs, but this was at their request and not something that we requested on their behalf without being asked.
Judge, if I may, on my motion, I said approve item B through J. It should have been B through L.
B through L?
Yes.
Amend my second.
Okay. Thank you, Inspector Fountain. Okay, we have motion, second. Any other discussion? All in favor of those items under County Commissioner, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor. Item A, payment of regular county bills, check number 312261 through check number 312546. Is there a motion on that item? Have a motion?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Engineer, item A, request approval to release retainage to Jamel and Smith Construction to remove and replace the carpet in the airport manager's office due to Hurricane Ike in the amount of $567.98. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Have a motion, second. Discussion,
just,
sir.
Well, just for clarification, that's actually the executive office suite, not the airport manager's office. It's that administrative offices.
Okay. All right, anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Human Resources, item A. Consider and possibly approve and receive and file a revision of the Personnel Policies, Practice, and Procedure Manual for Section 11.6, which deals with military leave policy. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there a discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Do we need to discuss our next court session?
Yes, sir. I'd just like to, you know, mind take a moment of privilege and put in a plug for the Golden Triangle Days in Austin that's coming up this starting this Sunday through next Tuesday, March the 1st through the 3rd. It is a very important opportunity for those interested in trying to have their voice heard in Austin to the members of the legislature, specifically dealing with issues that the legislature takes on every other year. I would encourage you to go ahead and try to contact your Chamber of Commerce and sign up if you hadn't already. It's a very important session, and Michael Williams, the Commissioner of Railroads, will be one of the key speakers. I've got several dignitaries and VIPs from Austin lined up to speak to several events. We'll be dealing with issues like economic development, workforce, education, environmental quality, Hurricane Ike recovery, and water and usage and things of that nature. So in regards to that, I for one will be there, and I think there's at least two other commissioners on the court that have plans to be there, so I'd recommend that we not have a court date next week if that meets with the auditor and others. Okay.
And one other thing I would add to that, Commissioner, the funding for the stimulus, and along with that, we have sent projects in, and there will be different meetings with different agencies like Texas Department of Transportation and several others, that I think it might be good for representation from our area to be there because it benefit the citizens of our county.
One of the issues is that the following week we have the Judge and Commissioners Conference, so we need to make sure we're going to have a quorum that following week. I don't think we want to go 3 weeks without a Commissioners Court meeting.
I'll be here the following week.
Commissioner Alford, did Judge, you'll be here?
Well,
you'll be here week after next? Okay, so we'll have a quorum.
Do what? That'll work, 6 a.m.
Be careful what you ask
for. No, I'm not opposed to that.
10 a.m.
10?
That Monday
10
morning?
10 a.m.
Week after next?
Week after next, Loma, you getting this down? That would be March
9th.
March the 9th, 10 a.m. court. And what are we going to do about next Monday? Does any of the department heads see any need for having a court session next Monday?
We should. If an item comes up, we should be able to have an emergency meeting Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Then we will not set court for Monday the whatever that is. The second. Okay. Anything else? All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. We are adjourned.